Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I've had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge.
So today we had our Stake Relief Society yearly day with activities. I had been asked to hold a workshop about finding inner peace and joy through meditation. I have been preparing this for weeks and written everything and written meditations and had my sister fix them up for this day. I woke up early and started questioning whether or not I had the right angle. Should I just rewrite everything? But no, let's stick to the plan. I had two workshops right after each other. I can tell you I started out feeling like an apple and ended up like applesauce. It was fun and yet scary to open up and be vulnerable about me, my life, my choices, and how I, by being broken, could find myself, and today feels so good, so strong, so just me. I think I cried lots and lots of tears, but it was freeing. Opening up and sharing my deepest feelings with other women, some of whom had gone through their own similar situations, and put words to it, and give them space to see themselves. It was just a wonderful day. I even got to be the conductor of the choir that they had as another workshop, and that I was sad I missed. I had no clue how the song went and the change of pitch, but together we laughed and sang with our hearts. I remember the first time I conducted a song in church and I missed a beat. I spent the rest of church sobbing my heart out in the bathroom because of missing one beat. Today, I missed a lot, but I had fun while doing it. We talked about emotional resilience and the story about putting a frog in boiling water or putting it in cold water and slowly heating it up as a measurement for we don't always see things getting worse. It just gradually becomes worse and worse. But on the other hand, we don't see it getting better and better either until one day when you wake up and your heart is singing and you see colors in everything. I opened up about the depression and the anger and resentment, but also about accepting and placing it in God's hands, and of forgiving, not for any other reason that I don't want to be an angry and bitter person. I talked about the importance of understanding the truth about us being children of God, and created this meditation for them. The first workshop I barely had time and did overtime. The other one I had lots of time and could even answer some questions. And I realized that the difference was the people attending. I gave to each what they needed by listening to inspiration. This was fun. I have not given a speech in church for forever, not held a lesson, so I was a bit afraid of doing this, getting out of that comfort zone. But this is what I love to do, just talk from my heart. And now I feel ready to start with my courses, because this was really fun. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine.
This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.